Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Mayit Katan, Perigimol, Mishnah Tess. Berashi Chadashim, Rosh Chodesh, Bechanaka, Ubepurim, during Chanaka and Purim, Ma'anais, Ubetabchais. When they are malava the mace, when they accompany the mace during these days, it is mutter for the woman to cry out together and to clap their hands, because these days are mutter b'asiyas malacha. They aren't as strict as Chol HaMayit. Sakta Mishnah Vayter, Bezeh Bezeh, but both during Chol HaMayit as well as Rosh Chodashim, Chanukah, and Purim, Loi Mekainanis, that's the Gersa. It's also for the women, Lekainin, that's in the Lashon of Kinnas, like we say in Tisha B'Av. What's the difference between Mi'anis, which is even Mutter and Chol HaMayit, and Lekainin, which is Aser, both Chol HaMayit as well as Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim? We'll soon see. Sakta Mishnah Vayter, Nikbar HaMeis, once the mace has been buried, then it's also for the women to cry out any words of anguish and tsar and to clap their hands together. This is true even on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, and for sure in Chol HaMayit. Because Saif Kol Saif, even though there's a heter malacha Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, but these days are Yemei Simcha. And Chazal would not matter any hesped or crying after the kfura. Okay. So what's inui and what's kina? Ezu inui. Which is the inui that's mutter and chol hamayit? And for the Mishnah, shakulan oynes ka'achas. It's for all the women answer together. Kina, which is the kina, which is us or even Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, and for sure chol hamayit. That's she'achas medaberes v'kulan oynes achreya. That's where one woman cries out, all the women answer after her. If you do it this way, there's more crying, more tsar. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, as the Navi says when he was preparing them for the Churban, teach your daughters how to cry. Bilameidna b'nesechem nehi. Nehi means like an outburst of crying. The Ishara Usa Kina, says the Navi Yirmiyah. Let each woman teach her friend how to cry and how to answer. So it's a special kind of crying where one woman cries out and they all cry after. And everyone gets like drawn in. Aval la'asid lava yu'ayim, la'asid lava, it says. Bila ha'maves l'netzach. Death will be forgotten forever. Imacha Hashem alakim dima mi'al kol panim, and Hashem will wipe all the tears from every face. And then we won't have to see any kinois, only shiras v'sishbachas to Hashem. The Tana brings this pasuk because the Tana wants to be Messiah with the Dover Taiv. So in our Mishnah we learned that in Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, the women cry, but not like there's like a shliach tzibur to the cry, where one cries and they all answer. They can also clap their hands. But even Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, and for sure Chol HaMayit, there shouldn't be Mekainanis. That's where one woman cries and everyone answers after her. That creates a tremendous amount of deep pain and crying. It really brings out the pain. Once the mess is buried, Loi Ma'anais V'loi Metabchais, that's even a Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, and for sure Chol HaMayit. And the Mishnah reminds us, all of this is only temporary. La'asid Lavai, there's going to be a time where there no longer will be any crying. No longer be any kinais, there will only be shirais v'sishbachais l'Hashem.